kill motherfucking Depeche Mode.
Ahoa, my white brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Creativity Power Hour. I'm your host, Reverend Hardy Lloyd, Pontifex Maximus of the Church of Ben Clausen, and all-around recognized world leader of being a dick. Oh, let's have some fun. I think we're just going to do a little fun episode today. I'm a couple of... excuse me. Damn cough just won't go away. excuse me. Let me have a sip of beer here. Don't worry, it's salubrious. Actually, if you ever had organic beer, it doesn't taste that good. Anyway, so... hey, raho. Welcome. I've been busy the last couple of days, but our people in Canada and on the border in the Northwest and in New England have been passing out a ton of flyers with the Freedom Convoy in Canada, and members and supporters have been passing out flyers in Canada over the last few days. A ton of hits. We've gotten so many hits out of Toronto, Ottawa, Montreal, Vancouver, and Victoria. We've gotten a ton of hits out of these people. And, you know, I just, it's been great. We've got a lot of great stuff. And gotten some, there's been one or two Canucks that have sent us obscene phone messages to the hotline, as well as emails, and that's always fun, although after a few back and forth, it does tire out. But I do have copies of those saved if anybody's interested. Just a bunch of fuck yous and don't fuck your sister, you know, it's just a bunch of, your typical anti-white bigotry and racism. You know, nothing new there, but it's so funny because I was on, let's see, one of our people sent us a, I'll get back to him in a minute, after the show. Anyway, so apparently on Canadian Reddit, they posted a copy of one of our flyers, and it's just people have been bitching left and right. Well, you know, what do they expect? And the great thing is that check us out online at churchofbenclausen.org and creativityreligion.com. churchofbenclausen.org, creativityreligion.com. And for my crazy rants as well as fun music and cat videos, check out hardyloyd.net. Anyway, so, but the truck convoy, the Freedom Convoy, this is great. This is going on in Europe and North America right now. They're going to do one, I think, in the summer in the United States. Around lockdown DC, you know, where that pedophile lives, pedophile Biden. Anyway, I mean, politics are all bullshit anyway. We know we know the Jews run it all. It's, you know, who's in the White House doesn't mean jack shit. But, so people are, well, let's put on another KMFDM song here. KMFDM, whoops. Hold on. Let's try to get some without a goddamn commercial. Oh, no, commercials. Sorry, this is on YouTube. Commercial City. Oh my god. Hold on. Let me mute my phone too. Jesus fuck. Oh, that's from one of our supporters. I'm sorry. Anyway. Or one of our members. Sorry, who's texting me? I'll get back to him later. So, yeah, porn star dancing. Yeah, baby. Can't go wrong with that. Anyway, I'm kind of jumping around. I'm just happy, though. The hits on the website are great. We're getting a ton of hits out of Canada. That's great. I'm glad our people are reaching out. I'm not going to give any names, but I do want to say a special thank you to our people that live in the greater Toronto area. Very greater Toronto area, which includes several towns. But I just want to thank all of our people that live in the greater Toronto area, as well as our people in the Northwest who... legally, you know, cross over and passed out flyers, and our people in New England legally crossed over to Quebec and passed out some stuff with the truckers. So I want to thank everybody, especially in the Toronto Peninsula area, Toronto, Ottawa, Montreal, which is nearby. I just want to thank everybody, especially for putting up stuff. Now, we were already getting a lot of hits with, let me turn that down. we're getting a lot of hits with out of Canada, and a special thanks again to our people in New England and the Northwest for lending an aid. But our people that are homegrown Canadians, creators who happen to reside in Canada, they have definitely surpassed themselves over this past week with last few days with putting up a lot of stuff. Just make sure to be careful, guys. free speech isn't, they don't have free speech in Canada. There is no right guaranteed to it. But as long as you wear a mask, and thanks to the Kung Flu bullshit, wearing a mask is not seen as, you know, you trying to hide your identity. So just make sure to wear that Kung Flu mask so nobody can identify you. And, you know, it's just keep up the great work. And I'm glad people are doing it. And they're doing it legal based on Canadian standards, which are a lot stringent, which are more stringent than the United States, obviously. I mean, the United States, you know, you could basically just walk down the street with a bullhorn and just shout, niggers, niggers, kill all niggers, 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 kill all niggers. And, of course, I mean, nothing's illegal down here. Anyway, once again, guys, thanks. I love how just all these fucking faggy-ass, fucking pussified Canuck libtards are just like, can we report this to the police? Can we report this to the police? Like, what are you going to fucking do? And by the way, and then they're bitching because they know, because they finally realize, well, I was reading the thread 20 minutes ago, and it's so funny because they're like, you know, can't we report him for hate speech? Ah, we're an American-based church, bitch. And the other thing is that, right, that's enough music. Let's turn that off. Let's turn that off. Okay, good. Okay. Oh, the cops. Cops in Pittsburgh. There's a fucking surprise, another shooting. Hold on a second. Anyway, so I was actually almost toying with the fact of not doing a broadcast, but we're just going to do, this is going to be just free form. So, yep, still coughing. Isn't that crazy? Oh my God. By the way, we creators are anti-vax, but here's something else for people on the fence about vaxes is this came out. And the pharmaceutical companies admitted this. People are starting to file lawsuits. They put the HIV virus, a modified version of it, into Kung Flu vaxes because they claim it suppresses some gene in the Kung Flu, right? Even though there's multiple supposed variants. Anyway, cases of HIV have gone up. Once again, just more and more reason why never to get a vaccine for anything. Damn glasses. Let me take these off. So, damn cough. See, it's this weather change. I'm not used to this crap down here, man. I can't stand this place. Anyway, I was moving around a lot, but, you know, and I'm back, you know, I've been in Texas for a while now. And it's so funny, man. The ARAs down here, and they've stopped talking about me. They were bitching about me for like 3 months straight, but they've stopped talking about me. I'm a little pissed off. But it's so funny because somebody found out where I was staying, right? And so they put up flyers all over town with my picture and address on them. And I thought they were funny. I actually have pictures of me standing right next to the flyers giving a thumbs up. Well, you know me, I'm an egomaniac. Excuse me, I'm an egomaniac. And I love the fact that people, I've never lived anywhere where people didn't know I lived there. I mean, you know, I routinely fly racial flags out the window. I walk around as a skinhead. So, I mean, it's not like I'm trying to hide, but I was doing some networking, though. I was kind of fibbing on where I was living because I have been doing a lot of stuff out in Texas and Utah. And so I was kind of fibbing a little bit because there was a couple things that we were working on. Now, those are all done. So, I mean, I don't, you know, I just never really got around to saying that, you know, that that a majority of the time I've spent out west. But it's funny because, you know, these faggots never do anything. They're all a bunch of pussies. I've never lived anywhere where people didn't know I lived. I lived in South Oakland. I was on the third floor of, you know, just this, this is probably the cheapest efficiency you'll ever find. It was $265 a month. And it was a communal bathroom. Anyway, I lived on the third floor. I lived on the top floor. And in the back, there was only a one-story building. So I would routinely, and we were, I was half a block down from like a main intersection in South Oakland. And this is Pittsburgh. And I would routinely fly the creativity flag, the Nazi flag, the Confederate flag, the screwdriver flag out the window. And what's funny about it is that is nobody ever did anything. I think there was a couple of niggers one time that tried some shit, didn't really have the desired effect. And I think after, you know, I showed up with like five other skinheads, basically, you know, no more problems. Now, people around here, of course, you know, they know that I carry legally. They know, making quote marks in the air. no, but seriously, I carry, and, you know, I don't go anywhere without, you know, a legal piece on me. And luckily, you know, we have the Second Amendment in the United States. So even somebody like me with, you know, that has been persecuted by the system and has lived through decades of just, you know, institutional anti-white racism, you know, even I'm allowed to carry a firearm, you know, as long as it fits certain parameters. But and, you know, so they all know I carry, and they know that I'll fucking shoot a motherfucker if he shows so much as comes up to me and slams his shoulder into me because I'm a psychopath. But so anyway, but, you know, it's funny, though, because I get all these bitches, you know, these complaints, all this bitching all the time, you know, hate mail a lot and, you know, posters around town with, you know, and, you know, it's funny, A, because I'm an egomaniac and I love the attention, but it also is good because it raises attention for the church, you know, because people like, who is this crazy son of a bitch? What's he about? What's he attached to? Oh, this church thing. This guy's in a church? Let me check that out. So it's a good propaganda technique. I mean, I purposely don't go around seeking attention. It's just something that seems to follow me. So I take advantage of it as far as propaganda goes. Anyway, so, you know, but I mean, you know, these people are all pussies anyway. But it's funny, though, I bring this up because we've got you know, it's just some of the comments online and some of the hate mail from these Canucks. It's so funny because they grow up without a sense of free speech, you know, and, you know, they grow up with, they have no free speech. They have no freedom of thought in Canada. It's 1984. It's Animal Farm. You know, it's Fahrenheit 451. That's what's going on in Canada. That's what's been going on in Canada since, I guess, the 60s, right? 60s? At least the 70s. And, you know, this is something they don't understand. So it's always weird when I, and sometimes you'll hear, you know, libtard gringos will, you know, throw out some anti, free speech stuff. Like they don't realize they live in a country that has free speech, you know? So it's just so weird to see these comments online from people that are only slightly different from Yankees. And, you know, they just don't get it. It's freedom of speech to them is like this alien thing. Like, oh, you're not allowed to say things that upset people. Well, don't move to New York or New Jersey anytime soon. Excuse me. You know, it's just so funny, though, get this, you know, all this goofy hate mail. And now some of it wasn't sent to me. They did send stuff to the church secretary. What's weird, though, is that they didn't send anything to our other contacts on there, especially Joe. Now, Joe, brother Joe, loves a good street fight. I mean, listen, all I got to do, I could be living in Alaska, you know, and I would call up Joe, and I'll be like, yo, we got some commie faggots up here in Anchorage. We're going to take them on. Do you want to fight? And he'll fucking jump on a plane and be there. And, you know, so it's funny that nobody's sending him any hate mail because, you know, this guy has a reputation and not just in the church or in the white power movement. And but he's a longtime skinhead, and he's been affiliated with both the Hammer Skins and the KSS from years ago. And he's a good man to have in a street fight. And there's another friend. I'm not going to mention his name, though. But and then he also loves a good fight. But I'm surprised nobody ever sent him any hate mail. Oh, well, fuck it. Anyway, hold on. Let me take a drink. So, some interesting news, though. come spring, I will be traveling around. I will be traveling around. I will be traveling around the tri-state, of course, and also Utah and Texas. I'll be traveling around actually through several states during springtime. We're going to kick off a spring-summer flyer drive. And, you know, we do this every year, although some of our people in Texas are still doing stuff. And our people in the Northwest apparently have never stopped. Brother Shane is out of control. But anyway, so I will be traveling around a bit, though. So I will actually be in Texas, Utah. Probably we do have people in Phoenix, so I'll probably be dropping them by around there. Of course, PA, Ohio, West Virginia, and maybe also New England and the South. So there's also that, because we have people in both places. I'm not gonna get to Canada. Although I may go up to, we'll see about Buffalo and the Niagara area, but I'm probably not going to get to Canada, and damn sure I'm not going to get to the Northwest. And in fact, New England is a bit iffy at this point. Just because I can't really afford to just jet set everywhere, but I can drive, you can drive or take a real cheap flight. Well, I mean, actually flying is still pretty cheap, but you can fly or take a cheap flight, you know, between Utah, Texas, Arizona. So that's not really an issue. And the tri-state, all I got to do is just rent a car for a week and then just drive around, you know, Cleveland, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, Erie, Buffalo, Wheeling, not Georgetown. Why do I always mess up this name? The college town. Jesus Christ, what the fuck? Look at the college town in West Virginia. I almost went to the federal camp there that was there too. I forget the name of it. I always screw it up. For some reason, Johnstown, Georgetown pops into my head whenever I think about it. I don't know why. It's like 3 hours away. You'd think I'd remember it. But anyway. So I am going to be doing some traveling this spring and summer. Luckily it's still pretty cheap to fly, bus, and of course rent a car. So I will be doing that. Anyway, kind of just talking about a whole bunch of stuff. I'm just happy that our people have been able to hit the streets in Canada, and especially take advantage of the Freedom Truck thing. I'm really, really, really glad on that. And I just, you know, it's so funny because, you know, people have been trying to, people, for some reason, they don't come after creativity. They don't come after the church. They seem to like to target me. But, you know, they say a bunch of stuff and then they never do anything. There's no follow through on their end. So I just, it's just, you know, this kind of goofy surrealism. You know, so I don't know. It's just kind of goofy. But anyway, so that's what's going to happen. And we are going to, so I will be traveling around a little bit. Thankfully, it's not too expensive to do that still. I will be traveling around just so people can't track me on planes. I'll be utilizing rentals a lot and friends who have cars. But I will be traveling, as I said, several states, you know, at least the tri-state region, as well as Texas to Utah, to Phoenix, to Texas. And so that's going to be happening during spring and summer. And of course, the tri-state area, including the Buffalo area as well. And we've got the newsletters definitely going to come out. definitely. That newsletter, I am committed to a free online newsletter. So we're going to do that. And that will be in the autumn. That's probably going to be every 3 months, maybe every two, but probably every three. We're growing very fast, actually. So I'm more and more of my time is being taken, is actually dealing with a lot of basic everyday church items and activities. So it's probably going to be maybe quarterly, but it's going to be good. You know, we're going to put a lot into it. I'm going to write a central piece, obviously. Anybody wants to submit, just send it on in. Movie reviews, articles, essays, poems, rants, song lyrics, whatever. Drawings, if anybody, I know some people like to do like racial cartoons or something, you can send those in. We'll put them in there. Anyway, the church is growing growing pretty fast. And I just wanted to really just take this opportunity just to thank everybody, especially everybody in Canada, all of our members and supporters in Canada, and those that live near the border that have also lended an aid, a hand, and have taken advantage of the Freedom Convoy. This is a really great recruiting tool. It's happening all over. It's in Canada. It's going to be this summer in the United States. And it's going on throughout Europe. It's really good. I guess really this is more just an episode of me just rubbing it in anti's faces. But things are going good. And, you know, if the anti's do get out of hand, you know, our threat remains in place. So, you know, you people have been warned. That's on you. I'm not going to say anything more because that might get illegal. That's right. When you got free speech, you got to make sure you understand where that one little line is that exists in American free speech. There's that one little line. Boy, do I bend it. Anyway, I'm just being funny. You know what? Since I have you here with me, let us see what is going on with our people on Gab. Let's see what. Here we go. Excuse me. Well, let's just hit a bunch of likes here. One or two of our supporters here. Yes, just liking my stuff, and I'll be liking their liking of my stuff. There we go. Oh, there we go. Anyway, sorry, folks. I'm just making sure I got everything. Okay. There we go, buddy. Well, it's excuse me. Damn cough. You know what it is? It's the weather changing back and forth. That's what's really pissing me off. Anyway, I just thought I'd do a nice little broadcast, you know, something quick. I guess I'll just make it a full, I'll just 30 minutes. I just really, really was happy. I think what I'm going to do on Sunday is, because last episode was about the positivity that creativity breeds. Creativity is a very positive-based religion. And I was thinking about maybe dealing with, you know, all the slander that goes on about me on and offline. I thought maybe talking about, you know, how to handle that. But I think maybe, I don't know. I wasn't really sure what I was going to talk about this week. And I was already kind of 2 days, you know, into the week anyway. But I'm sure Sunday I will have an actual sermon going on. Excuse me. Anyway, I guess the moral of tonight's show is really, you know, it's like with the discrimination persecution that I face personally, and that all white people face. You know, you just, it's like these people have put up posters of me. Now, remember, these people are dickless. You know, they got no balls. If they had, they'd fucking try to firebomb my ass. But they're all pussies because they know I'm going to fight back. And that's what you always have to do. You have to fight back no matter what the consequences are. For instance, if somebody gets in my face, I'm just going to shoot them in the left eye. Now, you know, luckily, you know, most places are stand your ground and castle doctrine states. and people know that I'll do this. I mean, I have done it. And I've been lucky enough where every time I've actually been involved in something that was a shooting or a severe fight with weapons, that, you know, I'm glad, you know, that they have been ruled self-defense. So, you know, I did have to go to court one time. We all know, you know, the infamous kangaroo trial. And, you know, but I still stood tall and I told everybody, no, fuck you. I didn't do anything immoral. I protected my life. I protected the life of my wife at the time, and my now ex-wife, and a friend of mine. And I protected our lives, and I have no qualms about what I did. And you must see every action that way. You really do. So really, the moral of tonight's broadcast is, doesn't matter how many people get in your face, doesn't matter what they say about you, it doesn't matter what type of bigotry or racism you face every day, what you need to do is you need to stand tall and fight back against that. And come what may. I mean, listen, I was facing life, you know, for basically defending my life and the life of two or three other people from a fucking psychopathic federal informant snitch bitch. And I still had to go through the trial. Luckily, they've changed the laws. And the shootings that happened before, by the way, all the things that happened before that were on private property. So the Castle Doctrine automatically, you know, came into effect with those. This is, the shooting just happened in the middle of the street. So, you know, that's, I couldn't use the Castle Doctrine, obviously. And PA didn't have Stand Your Ground at that time. They changed it like 6 months later. But I still had to go through that. And even though I did, though, I still stood tall. I was like, no, I didn't do anything immoral. What I did was morally right. And fuck you if you don't like me because of my race and my religion and my culture, well, fuck you. And you have to go through life with that every time. You know, you're going to see that everywhere. It's going to affect your life all the time. Every day, 24/7. It's just going to be that way. We are living in a very anti-white, a bigoted society. This is a very, no matter what country you live in, even if you live in Russia and Switzerland and Uruguay, you're still going to face anti-white discrimination. It's just, you know, it's just the way of the modern world, unfortunately. And you just need to stand tall. Not everybody's going to go through a homicide trial, but you know, I mean, you know, you may end up facing like a fucking fine for putting up a sticker, you know. Yeah, it might be that small. It might be that small, but you never know. And just stand tall, and remember, just as I said last week, creativity is a very positive-based religion. So just keep the creed in mind all the time, every time, no matter what happens. I have bad shit happen to me all the time. Being the leader of a white power church, you know, that stands up to the discrimination that our race faces on a daily basis. Excuse me. You know, I'm a target, and I accept that. And you know, whenever I get down and out or depressed, well, besides listening to music, I also just pick up Nature Turn Religion or the White Man's Bible, or usually it's the Little White Book. Just read through it, 20 minutes, read through it. Boom, I feel better. You know, because the Little White Book especially just lays out what we're fighting for, what we believe in, and that we are right. We are morally correct. And when you know that you're morally correct, nothing can stand against you. Nothing. Nothing. It's like these people that fucking bash me online and in person. Well, they don't have the balls to bash me in person. But, I mean, listen, I walk around town. People try to follow me, take my picture. They act like that's supposed to spook me or something. Dude, I've had guns pulled on me more than once. It wasn't just that homicide trial. I've had guns pulled on me. I've been involved in shit before. I mean, fuck. I remember what happened in Pittsburgh. It was a couple of years before that. So I'm not, you know, luckily for me, though, you know, we live in a society where we have Stand Your Ground laws, where we have the Castle Doctrine, you know, where self-defense isn't some archaic belief. You know, so anyway, I'm kind of getting off the point, but you know, you're going to face problems, and it just like, excuse me, just like with me, when I face issues day to day, bigotry, hate, racism, I face it every day, you know, but I know that what I'm fighting for is correct. I know that the religion I follow is true, and that's what gives me the strength to keep going. And you just gotta keep that positive mind going. You gotta keep the positivity of creativity in your hearts and your minds all the time, and it will get you through everything. I mean, dude, I can go to the grocery store and some idiot will be trying to like take a picture of me. It's like, you know, they'll be behind the crisps or something and trying to take a picture. And, you know, I mean, it doesn't happen. It's rare, actually, that does happen. But on occasion, it happens. But, you know, fuck it. It's, you know, we are persecuted. We are the Mujahideen. We are the holy warriors that are fighting this glorious jihad for our race, our beautiful, wonderful white race. This is our jihad. This is what we're fighting for. This is what we're dying for, going to prison for, killing for, getting in the fights for. This is what we believe in. So always remember that. You are fighting on the right side of morality. Creativity and white racial loyalty is the correct side of morality. Never, ever forget that. Remember, you are the holy warriors. You are the Mujahideen. All creators are, the world over. You are holy. You are just. Your faith will carry you through. Remember those things. Remember them every day of your life. There you go. There's some inspiration for you. Damn, it's hot in here. Fuck. Hold on. Let me take a drink. Japanese beer. That's right. Why? Because the Japanese are more anti-Jew and nigger than the white people. That's pretty sad, actually. That's pretty sad. Now, I do have a lot of Japanese comrades that go back like 30 years. And they're all great people. And they believe in racial separation, too. They're anti-communist. They're damn sure anti-race mixing, anti-nigger. They hate Jews, hate Zionism for the most part. It's the same with the, you know, with the Slavic white people, you know, very racially conscious. By the way, I do want to bring this up. On my Twitter account, my personal Twitter account, I had a conservative libertarian black woman tell me that she enjoyed the fact that I spoke the truth about Hitler and the Third Reich. I'm not making this up. I'm not fibbing here. I'm not going to say her name, but she saw a post I put on Twitter where, I was talking about Hitler and a speech by Goebbels about Hitler and stuff like that. And she said that she really enjoyed the fact that it was that I was presenting that part of history truthfully, without all the bells and whistles of, you know, the libtards. And, you know, to have a black woman tell me that, it first off, that really throws a monkey wrench into the whole, you know, what the Jews are trying to do. But it also is a kind of a sad critique on white people that someone who's black is more pro-white and pro white history than, you know, you're the most we creators reject Nordicism, but I'm just going to use an example. The most Nordic fucking Viking-esque white Anglo-Saxon American you can think of. And it's just, I was like, wow, that's really telling on how bad North America is. Eastern Europe's totally different. White people in Eastern Europe are usually racially conscious. They know what's going on. You know, they had to deal with 75 years of Jewish Bolshevism. They had to deal with centuries of tyrants. They had to deal with invasions by Turks and Mohammedans, Arabs, Mongolians, Chinamen, you know, the Russian Far East. And, you know, they've had to deal with that. And so they know how to deal with it. They know how to see things truthfully. And it's interesting that non-whites in America who identify as libertarians and even conservatives, even though we don't like conservatives, but for them to actually say, yeah, white people are great. White people, you know, the Third Reich is, we are being lied to about that. That's really telling on the state of the white race mentally in the United States and Canada. It really is. It really is. But I just thought that was interesting. And that's the first time a black chick said that. I have had one or two black guys There was a black guy who was very pro-Nazi. I met him years ago. This is the first black woman that said this. As far as non-whites, though, I usually hear from mestizos and Japanese specifically, every year on that. So, but I just thought that was kind of telling about the state of the white psyche in North America. And it's funny because, you know, it's interesting because the Jews think they've already won over to their scheming plans, you know, the mud people. And yet a lot of mud people don't like Jews. And I'm glad that more and more of them see the Jews as their own race. Sometimes you'll see this from black Muslims. Black Muslims know that Jews aren't white and they don't lump them in. A lot of mud people will just lump them in with white people, which sucks, you know, for us white people. It's like an added burden, you know, of propaganda on us. But I'm glad that more and more mud people are waking up to how evil the Jews are. And by the way, when I say mud people for the non-whites that are anti-Jew, that believe in racial separation, that are anti-communist, that's not a put down. That's just what our religion uses. In fact, I don't think I've ever had, I talk plain and truthful all the time. And I think really the only people that ever bitch about it are white libtards and then Jews that are masquerading as white people. Those are the only people that actually seem to care about being offended. Because I've had open conversations, you know, I've talked with black people both in and out of prison where I use the word Negro and nobody had a problem with that. there's been a couple that were kind of taken aback at first, but, but talking with me, they understood, well, you know, he's a white racial loyalist. That's the way they talk, you know, and I will tell you this right now, most blacks, although they hate white people and they're just a very genetically backward race. But most of them, when you're open and honest about being white power, they accept that. They say, well, you know what? You're being honest about it. I've run into that both in and out of prison my whole life. So, you know, it's interesting though. It's interesting. Once again, it's we have mud people are waking up to the lies of the Jews and the race trading liberal elites. I don't really like using the right-left box terms, but we'll just do that for here. But they're waking up to the lies by these race traders, both white and non-white race traders, and by the Jews. They're waking up to these lies, and yet you have white people, you know, that, you know, just remain, you know, brainwashed or self-deluded. And it's just so bizarre. It's so weird. Like, I walk down the street. I mean, I see so many Orientals and mestizos that can't stand niggers, can't stand race mixing, hate communism because they fled it to come here, and they hate Jews. And they recognize that Jews, A, aren't white, and B, are greedy, manipulative bastards. And it's so weird to see non-white after non-white after non-white just, like, lay bare truth that great men like Clausen or Hitler or Louis Beam, you know, or David Lane have thrown out for decades, you know, about the Jews and about race mixing and that we need to separate ourselves from one another. And then you have these non-whites that are embracing that philosophy. And yet you have white Americans and white Canadians that just they just reject it. It's so weird. It's like the Twilight Zone. I don't think they ever did they might have done an episode where like the races were reversed, you know, kind of like a Planet of the Apes type thing. You know, it's kind of like the Twilight Zone. You know, you got these, my God, I mean, it's just so weird. it's like the white people have now become the niggers and, you know, of the 60s, and you got all the non-whites that are like, you know, these racially conscious Nazi party members from the 30s. It's so weird. I don't get it. It's real bizarre. Hopefully that came off correct. kind of went back and forth a little bit. It's a real Twilight Zone-y type thing. And I think the, what that one, black libertarian chick said on my Twitter page was was really right to the point. It's just, it's so weird, you know. And then when you talk to white people, though, like, they're always the ones that take offense. Well, here I am. I'm a white racial loyalist. I'm sticking up for you and your family. And yet, why is it that this fucking, this brown mestizo or this yellow Korean over here fucking understands? It's like, I was at a supermarket a few days ago, and I was wearing a screwdriver t-shirt, and, you know, and I, as this Korean couple came up to me, and they were like, oh, screwdriver, yeah, skinheads, anti-communism, yes, we are very anti-communist too, and I mean, that's a terrible impression, but you know what I mean, and, you know, I had this really nice, like, 5-10 minute conversation with a couple of non-whites who were, like, you know, totally embracing of white racial philosophy. and then, of course, you know, like, the next day I'm walking down the street and to the pharmacy, and I wasn't buying any drugs. I was just going down there for some, for toilet paper. Anyway, and I'm going down there, and I'm wearing a different, not a screwdriver shirt. It was, which one was it? It was, I forget. It was one of my white power t-shirts. And so I'm walking down there, and, like, he takes offense. So the Korean couple was like, yes, that's right, done with communism. Yeah. Okay, that sounds Jewish. You know what I'm talking about. That's Chinese. I'm just doing this terrible. Excuse me. And it's so funny, though, that a Korean couple, you know, mud people, are like, oh, yeah, skinheads, Hitler, great, yes, smash communism. Sorry, wrong accent. And then you got this white motherfucker, you know, born and raised in the lap of, you know, libertarian luxury, which is the United States, and he's got to fucking take an issue. I mean, I told the guys, like, if you have a problem, we can step out in the alleyway over here, and we can hash it out with our fists if you want to be a dick. And he was like, no, Nazi bastard, and then he just walks off. And I said to him as he's leaving, I was like, yeah, that's very tolerant of you, you pussy. And he's just like, fuck you. Anyway, but it's just so weird. Excuse me. It's just so weird. It's so bizarre. It's the Twilight Zone here. How is it mud people are embracing the holy words of Ben Clausen and words of other, you know, of other white philosophers? They're embracing this, and then, like, our people are the ones that are, like, fighting tooth and nail against it. It's just so crazy. Yeah, I know they're all brain polluted, and I understand that. It's when you actually sit down and you think about it, especially those two examples that happened over the last 3 days. It's, you're just like, your mind's blown. Like, oh my God, this is crazy. Now, I mean, if I was in, you know, if I was in Brazil or Argentina, and, you know, like a non-white came up to me and they said they were pro-Nazi. We're not Nazis, but it's, for sake of argument, you know, that said they were pro-Nazi. That wouldn't be out of the blue because there's a lot of them down there. It's just like there's a lot in India and Southeast Asia. There's a lot of Hindustani and Orientals that are pro-Nazi and anti-communist, anti-Red China. You know, that's not out of the blue, but it's just kind of weird. It's very surreal for that to happen in the United States and Canada. And it's just one of those things you're like, wow. So that's what's happened over the last week. That's really just a kind of like a recap on the crazy social experiment that we call the United States. I don't really know what else to talk about. It's only been about 43 minutes too. Anyway, but let's just recap. Remember, no matter what happens to you, whether people are being anti-white bigots online or somebody, you know, walks up to you and says some bullshit to your face, always stand tall. Always remember that you're fighting on the side of what is right, holy, and just. Always remember that. If you are a creator, if you believe in the holy words of Ben Clausen, if you believe in creativity with all your heart, then you are never, ever in the wrong. I don't care what you do. You are never in the wrong. Granted, you're not breaking the 16th commandment. Just remember that. Always stand tall, and we are always in the right because we are fighting on the side of justice, on morality, on what is holy. Always remember that. Well, I guess it's a bit of a short episode, kind of a mishmashy, but you know, there's been good stuff going on in Canada, and the church has been growing, and I just want to thank everybody again who has been promoting creativity and the Church of Ben Clausen in Canada. Thank you very much. We do have some new members up in Canada, and I'm glad to see that they are active. And this is really good. And the whole trucker thing that's going on is just a great, you know, it's the people that are anti-vax, people that are part of the trucker convoy. These are really good, you know, anti-system movements that we can take part in, that we can get recruits from. So make sure to utilize that. And let's see. Well, spring and summer, I'll be traveling around and get some more stuff done. And then we got the newsletter coming out at the end of the year. That'll be fun. Oh, and don't forget, we have Clausen Day and Founders Day. I'm going to be doing dual broadcasts. And remember, on Founding Day, that is our, thanks to Brother William, for truly, you know, pointing out the logic of this, that Founding Day, for those of us that are followers of creativity, you know, and associate, who are followers of creativity and associated with the Church of Ben Clausen, I don't speak for all creators of the worldwide. I have been recognized as a world spokesman for creativity, but I like to think that this is that the religion always comes first, not any particular church or organization. But in the Church of Ben Clausen, we are going to use from now on, starting this year, is Founding Day is our New Year's. We're not going to use the pagan holiday of the 1st of April. We're not going to obviously use the Christ Insane holiday of the 1st of January, which makes no sense. It's like, oh yeah, like 10 days after winter starts. Like, that doesn't make any sense. But this is for us creators, and hopefully creators around the world celebrate Founding Day as New Year's Day. And remember, the 20th, 21st, we have Clausen Day and Founders Day, and now New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. So we're going to be doing, I'm going to be doing a special service here for the creators that are local. And I'll be doing a dual broadcast, of course. And if you have candles, light them on that day. So that is coming up. That's coming up soon, actually. We've got 12 more days. So that's coming up. And I think that might be it, man. Well, once again, I just want to thank everybody. And, you know, and also I want to give a little shout out to those in the creativity movement. I know we haven't seen everything eye to eye, but obviously, you know, their persecution has at least told me that they are sincere. Anybody who's that persecuted by the system has to be sincere. You know, they go about things differently than the way we do. That's okay. I want to see 1,000 churches. I want to see 10,000 creativity churches. Even if it's a church of 3 people or a church of 30 people or a church of 300 people, I want to see creativity churches in every state and every province and every country. That's what I want to see. I want to see everywhere where white people live, I want to see a creativity church. I don't care if it's 1 person, 10, or 100. I just want to see creativity churches everywhere. It's very important that we keep this religion not just alive, but growing. And I'm glad to see that creativity has, since 1973, has continued to grow. It's a white power belief system that, you know, it rejects a lot of a lot of your so-called typical buzzwords, you know, that people assume that white racial loyalists believe in, or that they lump in with white racial loyalty. Creativity rejects a lot of these things: traditionalism, capitalism, nationalism, Christ insanity, Christian identity, you know, paganism. You know, we reject a lot of these things. We're very pro-working class. We believe in racial socialism. We are anti-nationalism. We believe in racism. You know, we reject both the right and the left You know, and this is very difficult. You know, I mean, we're not even third position. We're above that. We're fourth positionists. And it's very hard for someone who grows up, you know, with, you know, Hitler being the grand poobah, all of a sudden to having a white power religion say, well, I mean, Hitler was a great man, but Jesus fucking Christ, stop worshiping the motherfucker. You know, it's hard to, you know, it's hard to say, well, wait, I mean, I don't know. Creativity seems to be bashing Nazism. I don't know, you know, you know, we are truly a movement unto ourselves. We're truly a different thing. Excuse me. And it's a beautiful, wonderful religion. I love creativity. I truly do. And I believe in it all the way. I'm willing to kill and die for this. I mean, I've already proven that, and I mean, I went to prison for 10 years simply because I would not abandon my faith. And I could have easily have abandoned my faith and become a snitch and probably only done a couple of years time total, get a government paycheck and all that stuff. And I said, nope, I believe in this. I believe in the cause, and I believe in the holy words of our founder, Ben Clausen. I'm not going to stop, no matter what. And I did 10, 11 years for that belief. So always stand tall, have your head held high. Always remember that you're fighting the moral, just fight. Always remember that. We are never in the wrong. Follow the 16 commandments and you cannot be wrong. Well, thanks for joining with me. And hopefully that this will give some inspiration to teenagers and those in their 20s that are just finding us for the first time. And for those out there that are traditionalist or conservative minded that believe in white pride, but you know, or kind of have a difficulty with some of the propaganda, you know, attacking, you know, like skinheads and Nazism and things like that. Remember that creativity is its own thing. I mean, I may dress as a skinhead, but that's because I love the lifestyle. But I'm a creator always. That's above everything. I mean, whether I shave my head or not, I'm a creator. And if you are into white pride, but you can't get past the whole Nazi stuff or you know, like the Klan stuff, you have to understand that creativity and the Church of Ben Clausen are very opposed to the traditional white power creeds and movements, such as the Ku Klux Klan. I mean, we're anti-slavery. We're anti-white supremacy. We want racial separation. We don't want a bunch of nigger slaves that live in our backyard. Fuck that. We'll pick our own goddamn cotton. And, you know, as great a man as Hitler was for Germany and Europe at the time, the man was not a god. Nazism is nationalism. It's not racism. It's nationalism. And we reject that. We reject Nazism because it is not about race. At the end of the day, it's about Germanic peoples. It's about one ethnic group of the white race. No, fuck that. We are about all white people, whether you're Latino, whether you're Mediterranean, whether you're Italian or Irish or Greek or Spanish or Portuguese, whether you're from Argentina, Chile, or Brazil, whether you're from the United States and Canada, whether you're from Mexico. I've got white family members who were born and raised in Mexico. They've lived in Mexico since the 18th century. I'm sorry, the 19th century. They're white. You know, regardless of whether you're from the East lands of Russia or what have you, if you're white, you're white. And that's all we care about. We care about our species, the white race. That's what we care about. So just keep all that in mind and give us a chance. You know, listen, you can download off the website for free, or you can send me, I think it's $15 postage paid. I'll send you a copy of the Little White Book, or you can just download it for free. Read the Little White Book. It'll take you 20 minutes. And that gives you the best rundown of the creed and program of our beliefs. You know, it's creativity truly is a wonderful thing. You know, we're against the right wingers as much as the left wingers. You know, we take a lot of issue with Hitler and the Third Reich. So if you are looking for something white pride to believe in, or you are white pride and you want to be a part of, you know, something that has more philosophy or ideology involved in it, give creativity a chance. You know, read our books, read the first few chapters of Nature's Eternal Religion. I guarantee you it will open up your mind and you'll say to yourself, this is not what I was expecting. This is different. Wow. This is radically different. Who is this man, Ben Clausen? I'm guarantee you that's exactly what's going to go through your mind. When I read the book back in 2001, I converted immediately. I said, this is it. This is everything I believed in ever since I was fucking 8 or 9 years old. This is what I believe in. This is who I am. I'm a creator. So, you know, just give it a chance. Just read a few chapters. It's not going to kill you. Anyway, hopefully you'll find in us what you're searching for. And hopefully in a week or two, I'll be done with the coughing. Excuse me. Let me take another drink here. So, anyway, I want to thank everybody for joining me. I guess this ended up being almost an hour, but hey, thanks for joining with me again. And just remember everything I said. Stay positive, because creativity is a very positive religion. Keep your head held high, because you are fighting the just cause, or you are fighting for the just cause. And, you know, remember, if stand your ground, you know, if somebody gets in your face, and no matter what happens, you know, you're doing what's morally correct. And that's all that matters. You're following creativity, and you're living a moral, honest life. Anyway, folks, thanks for being again with me here today. And I guess until next time, check us out online at churchofbenclassen.org, Klassen's Klassen, and creativityreligion.com, as well as my own personal blog, hardyloyd.net, which is full of a lot of funny office clips and cat videos and music, stuff like that. Well, a lot of goofy stuff. Anyway. Well, you got to have fun. And we creators do believe in living life. We have no afterlife. So, you know, we have to live and enjoy things now, because this is it. And I think for us creators, that makes life all the more fun. Anyway, thanks again, and hope to see you next week. And don't forget, Founders Day and Klassen Day are coming up, and our new Year's. So all that's coming up. And once again, thanks to everybody in Canada for really getting the word out. Who knows what round of persecution will arise online because of this, but it's nothing that we can't overcome. So we'll see. But anyway, thanks again. And together, through creativity, we can win this racial holy war. Rahoa.